This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Jennifer Gregory, Executive Director of Mitchell County Schools.
How's it going?
It's going very well. It's been a big change. It's been a big adjustment for teachers, for students, for parents. But we've continued with our remote instruction, and we'll continue to do so for the remainder of May. We're feeding children every day, so we found new ways to meet the needs of our students.
Which is what we all try to do, because we want the young ones to be okay through all of this.
Yes, we do. In addition to feeding, we've had our student support team reaching out to kids to make sure with the mental health services available that they have those resources. Also, parents have those, checking on kids just to make sure they're okay at home.
Tell us just a little bit about the feeding program.
Our feeding program has been remarkable. Our cafeteria staff, our bus drivers, our SROs are the ones who are primarily taking care of that. So we are averaging 900 breakfasts and 900 lunches distributed each day.
Wow. So that is good.
It is. We have four schools that are open where parents, students can come pick up these meals: Greenlee, Deaton, Mitchell High School, and Googe. And then we have about 14 sites throughout the county that our buses take these meals to each day from 11 to 1. So students can come to these bus locations and pick up their meals also. They get a lunch for that day and then a breakfast for the next day. So we're doing that Monday through Friday.
It just really thrills me. I knew you were trying to do it, and I hadn't really been able to keep up with the numbers. But that's just really great if you're distributing that many, because I figured, you know, would they really show up for it? So they are.
They are showing up, and we started out with strong numbers, and we've continued with these numbers the whole time. They haven't dropped off, so we are continuing with this program every day, and we'll do so at least through the end of the school year.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about I know it's challenging for the teachers, and that they've done a wonderful job, but how is it actually going with the remote learning? Are the kids participating? Is it working out okay?
It is working out. Our participation was more at the beginning, and as the school year is going and toward the end, it is dropping off a little bit, but we're trying to do what we can to keep kids engaged. We know it's hard for parents to do homeschooling at home and work during the day, and it's just a tremendous challenge all the way around. We have teachers who are making videos and sending to their students. We have teachers who are having Zoom meetings or Google Meets with their class, which has been great because then the kids can see each other on these meetings because they have missed each other. Being with their friends and not being able to get out to see them has been hard. We have virtual field trips. Our 6th and 8th grade at Harris were supposed to go to Chattanooga and to the Outer Banks in April. And so those teachers had made virtual field trips. So the days that they were supposed to be gone, they toured the places virtually through videos, and it was a really neat experience for these kids. So our teachers are being very creative, and we're just trying to keep kids engaged and learning and doing the best we can.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure you are. We're heading towards what will be the end of the school year. Do you know kind of how the end is going to work out now, when the remote learning will stop and all that type of stuff?
Our remote learning will stop on May 22nd. This will give teachers time to do the end-of-the-year reports and everything they need to do for students. We will have more information coming to parents soon about how to return their students' devices, because every student K-12 has an iPad or a MacBook. So we will have information coming to parents about how those will be returned to school safely. Safety has been very important to us as far as distributing materials and making sure that there's no contact when these lunches and homework materials are distributed. So we will get plans together and share those in the near future about how that will take place.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll come up with a creative way. One thing, I know you had to cancel back at the 1st of April, and you did something one day in the last day or two. Kindergarten registration, are you working okay with that? You had a day, I think everybody could pick up their packets?
Yes, we had kindergarten registration scheduled for the April 1st, and of course that didn't happen. So parents could come by and pick up the packet for registration at Googe and Greenlee last week. They could also request that that packet be emailed to them. We would like for those packets to be returned by May 15th so we can get a good number for how many kindergartners we will have next year and begin to plan, but we have gotten a good response. We just want to make sure that we are getting those kids registered so that we are ready for them next year when they get to classes.
Okay. So now with the end of the year, we'll go from one. I'm seeing how active you are today.
Okay.
I'm going from one end to the other. So we go from kindergarten to high school graduation. We got to do something about that. What's the plans right now? And I know you're still working on them.
That's been so tough because we know that these kids want to have a traditional graduation. We want them to have a traditional graduation, but unfortunately, what we know is graduation is probably not going to happen this year. We did get guidance from the governor's office Friday afternoon, so the high school principal will be contacting seniors. We're going to send out a survey to these seniors with some different scenarios of how graduation can occur and see what their preferences are for that.
Good. Let them choose.
Yes.
Within the guidelines.
Yes.
Well, that sounds really good, too. And graduation would be then sometime around the 1st of next month, 1st of June?
It would be. It would be sometime early June. Like I said, we're working on those details this week, and hopefully we'll have those finalized.
So how long do the teachers have before they can take a breath?
June 5th.
And they will definitely... They will well deserve that breath.
They definitely deserve that. They have worked so hard. They left their kids on Friday, March 13th, and everything changed that weekend, and we went to remote learning. So it was something we had never done before. We had not planned to happen this quickly, but it happened, and now we're ready for snow days next year.
Uh-oh. Whoops. Sorry, kids, this may have not been quite, well, you know. And on that happy note, we will pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Jennifer Gregory, the Executive Director of Mitchell County Schools.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.